happy holidays. Welcome to Start Living Sustainable, the podcast where we empower health conscious women like you to end the year on a high note with a plan instead of the usual New Year's resolutions. You may be thinking, Cynthia, what kind of plan are you talking about? Well, today you're in store for an exciting episode with a few tips and some insight and solid advice to help you create a sustainable wellness plan. Now, you may be considering your plans and goals that you have for your future not as New Year's resolutions, and that's okay. But we all have things that we want to do, have, be, and accomplish, right? So be the kind of woman that when your feet hit the floor each morning, the devil says, "Oh crap, she's up." Let's do this. Let's jump into today's episode. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. The end of the year often comes with reflections on the past and resolutions for the future, right? But how about we break away from the traditional New Year's resolutions this time around? Let's focus on embracing a wellness plan that nourishes you, all of you, your mind, body, and your soul. Listen, the well-being of your home could be affecting how you feel more than you can ever realize. So if you are struggling with a lack of energy and waking up tired and you want to overcome fatigue and stress and just feel better, it's time for a home audit. I'm inviting you to do a home audit with me. Let's identify and eliminate harmful substances so that you can see your way to a healthier, more vibrant you in the new year. If you're ready to take the first steps towards improving your overall health, let's take action now so that you can step into the new year planning to hit the ground running and work your plan. All you have to do is email me at support@startlivingsustainable.com for details on attending, get this, an upcoming live event that I'm going to be hosting. It is a home-free detox workshop, and it's going to be next month. I'm going to drop more details later. It is free, so you'll have to stay with me to get the information, or email me now and you'll be on the wait list so that I can invite you. I'm excited about that. And you will learn to uncover hidden toxins in your home affecting your health, and you'll learn why you'll want to eliminate these culprits so you can feel better, and you don't want to miss it. So the link will be below to email me at support@startlivingsustainable.com for details on attending so we can do this. I have devoted two decades to be exact, to coaching and assisting hundreds of students transitioning from academia to their professional pursuits. My passion has evolved to motivate and guide women towards healthier and more balanced lives. Through my experience, you know, when I think about it, I've realized that managing various life skills can be really challenging without the right support. And when you go it alone, stepping into new endeavors, establishing new goals, and maintaining a consistent action can be really overwhelming. And as I reflect on my wellness journey, there was a time when I recognized the need to be more physically active, as maybe you do right now, but I wasn't really committed at the time. I wasn't really all on board. And despite joining a couple of gyms, my efforts were really short-lived, and I found myself quitting after just going to the gym a couple of times. It took repeated setbacks for me to acknowledge that I could have started my fitness journey a lot earlier. I'm just glad and I'm grateful that I eventually did. But I struggled to stick to an exercise plan before investing in myself and working with a professional fitness trainer. It wasn't actually until I received the help from my trainer that I was able to overcome the mental barriers preventing me from making time, battling the fatigue, because I would always think, well, I'm too tired to work out. But you get your energy and your stamina from actually working out. And so I would procrastinate until next week. And I say, I'll do it next week. And then it turned into, I'll do it next month. Before you know it, what we say we want to do, we don't actually get around to doing it. Breaking free from these excuses for me was the key to kickstarting a simple workout routine that I consistently follow. I'm not a fitness coach, but as my coach would say, everything new is hard until it's not. So as we reflect on the upcoming year, let's think about a wellness plan. Let's take a moment and reflect on the past year. What were some of your accomplishments? How about some of the challenges that you faced? What about those moments of growth that made you feel like you can accomplish anything? Ponder that for a minute. We've all had our ups and downs. So maybe you haven't reached all the goals that you set out for yourself this last year, and that's okay. You're still in the land of the living, and we all have the opportunity to reset. It's a new beginning, and that's exciting. When you take time to reflect on the past, the power of gratitude and just being thankful, and how acknowledging your journey thus far can be a transformative step in setting the foundation now for a healthier life tomorrow, right? So you can reach each one of your goals with the energy, commitment, and the resilience you will need to get to the finish line. I promise you, you're going to be wanting to be as healthy as you possibly can so that you can do all the things that you desire to do. So a tip here is you do want to consider a wellness plan. When you're thinking about building a wellness plan, keep in mind that it should be customized just for your lifestyle, because we all are in different places and we all have different needs and desires. But when we look at the key components of a wellness plan, you'll discover, yes, nutrition, exercise, mental well-being, and self-care. But there's different ways to go about that. I do want to share some practical tips in terms of nutrition, mental wellness, because reducing stress in our lives and taking care of ourselves along the way are crucial elements to any wellness plan. And some of the practical tips and strategies that will help you as we create a personalized plan that aligns with your goals and your values. So whether you're planning to start a new business or start a family, you will be so much happier and have a successful outcome in reaching your goal if you have a plan that requires you to really look at your health, to improve on your health and be as healthy as you possibly can. I've experienced both starting a new business and a family. And I just remember that it takes a lot of energy. You're going to need the right mindset and a system to avoid burnout and feeling overwhelmed. So I think it's perfectly fine to ditch New Year's resolutions for sustainable practices and habits. Resolutions often fizzle out anyway by February, leaving you feeling defeated when you have them and you don't reach your goals and you don't get started. Instead, you'll want to focus on building sustainable habits that stand the test of time. Whether you're looking at this from a spiritual or a scientific perspective, habit formation and how these small, consistent changes are what can lead to significant improvements in your overall health and well-being. So be mindful. Wellness isn't just about physical health, although that's a part of it. It's also about developing mental fortitude, cultivating a mindset, being disciplined and intentional about what you want, and then taking the corresponding action every day in your life until you reach that goal, whatever that goal is for you. I'm hoping wellness and improving your health is definitely on the agenda for the new year for you. So practice stress-reducing techniques for your well-being and the importance of incorporating joy and, you know, finding pleasure in what you do, taking care of yourself, making it a daily routine so that you can feel good. You want to improve the way you feel. You got to do something about it. So as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to embrace ending the year with a wellness plan that feels empowering and sustainable. Remember, it's not about drastic changes, but about creating a life that aligns with your values and brings you joy and good health. All the toxins in your home might be impacting your well-being more than you could ever even think or realize. If you've wanted to feel better, but you're struggling with that low energy level, or you're just waking up tired and you don't have the boost to get you through the day, it's time to consider the role your living environment plays. Email me at support@startlivingsustainable.com. Let's connect. I want to thank you for joining me today on Start Living Sustainable. Share this episode with a friend if you've learned anything and you feel like you know someone who can benefit from the information that I've shared here today, anybody that you know. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave me a review. I wish you a happy and healthy end of the year. Until next time, which is next Tuesday, take care and be well. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.